Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Tom Shalhoub. Welcoming you to the Tom Shalhoub Show on a Thursday. Plenty to talk about today. The news is ticking off in the middle of the afternoon. We just got a White House briefing on intelligence, on meddling in the elections. Interesting stuff from some of the people in the world of intelligence. Director Coates and others. The president is... By the way, I'll be hosting Kennedy tonight on Fox Business. A special Kennedy at 9 o'clock. 9 p.m., Tom Shalhoub, and a panel of excellent guests, and I will be following the president's rally. The president's got a rally, and so Lou Dobbs will be, I guess the rally will probably go on at 8, or if it goes on at 7, then we'll get Lou Dobbs after the rally, and then we'll go into me. So anyway, I'll be on at 9 o'clock on Fox Business. Tom Shalhoub hosting The Kennedy Show. One of the issues I wanted to talk about on Kennedy was something I wanted to talk about with you today. And the question is simple. I like when I can open the show with a fairly simple question because I got Judge Jeanine Pirro coming in at 3:30. So if you want to get your calls in, get them in now. 833-852-4866 is the number. And my question to you is this. Should he sit down? Pretty easy, right? That's about as basic as it gets. Should the president sit down with Mueller? 833-852-4866. The president, from all accounts, wants to. He thinks he wants to go in and give Mueller a piece of his mind. But I don't think he should. That's no surprise. I don't have much respect for the Trump part of this investigation, which really is the whole thing. You know, I talk a lot about the fact that there's the media ignores the fact that there's two parts of this investigation. One is the Russian meddling, a word I don't even like. They're spies. It's spy activity. Russia's trying to mess with our country. They're trying to weaken America. And they were during 2016 as well. So there's the Russia propaganda efforts in our country. That's one part of it. And then the other part is the Trump investigation. The media treats them like they're one, and then they're surprised when the president also treats them like they're one. When he says witch hunt, they say, what's he talking about? He doesn't think Russians are interfering? And then they ask somebody else in the administration, were the Russians interfering? The Russians were interfering. The president denies his own heads of national security. Made up. They make it up, guys. It's all part of a very well-worn narrative. They weave the narrative and then they wear it out. So they purposefully sew the two together, and then they wonder why the president does as well, and they say this president can't seem to separate his own investigation from the Russia investigation. Well, the fact is they are one and the same. Because we wouldn't have one if not for the president. There wouldn't be any reason to have a Mueller investigation. It would just be an investigation by the Justice Department. There would be no recusal by the Attorney General, so there'd be no special prosecutor. The special in the special prosecutor is the Trump investigation. The whole reason for the Trump-Russia investigation is the Trump-Russia investigation. Do you understand? So people can't separate them. Well, because the FBI didn't separate them. They made them one and the same when they launched that investigation. So should he sit down? I say no. Alan Dershowitz, he said no.
All they want to do is get him to say, in a context where he could be charged with a crime, something that's controversial and something that somebody else will come in and testify and say, no, he told me something different. No, he told me that his motive was this or that. Motives are so vague and subjective. And you can be charged with lying to prosecution officials, even if you tell the truth.
What happened to, is that the right way to say that sentence? As happened to General Flynn. Morning Joe, listen to him.
I mean, isn't it remarkable how little confidence Donald Trump's own lawyers have in him? That they think he's too stupid to stand, sit across a table with Robert Mueller? If I were Trump, I'd be insulted.
Boy, that's something, right? Is he trying to, using that word, I think he thinks he's going to goad Trump. Because obviously everybody on Morning Joe wants to see him sit down with Mueller. Alan Dershowitz says it's a trap.
If there's another witness who comes in and gives a different account, and the prosecutor is trying to get you and wants to put you in a perjury trap, and believes or says he believes the other witness, who may not only be singing, but he may be composing in order to get a better deal, you've walked into a perjury trap. So in the end, I don't think his lawyers are going to let President Trump testify orally at all. Look, the president may get his way. He says he wants to testify, but no lawyer is going to walk his client into a perjury trap.
So Alan Dershowitz uses the lawyerly argument. No responsible lawyer would allow their client to walk into a perjury trap. Morning Joe says, oh, his lawyers think he's dumb. What's the more sophisticated argument there? Trump says he wants to sit down. I think he wants to project that. He wants to leak that information into the press because he wants everyone to think he wants to sit down. But I don't see why he would want to. Because you don't even have to walk into a perjury trap. Sitting down with Mueller is in itself a perjury trap. Because of the way that people shade the truth in this business anyway. The FBI has been shading the truth of this whole operation. The people who launched this investigation have been, you know, and I'm using shading the truth in a very charitable way. What I mean is Peter Strzok flat out lied, and we know he lied when he sat there and he said, oh, that's what I meant by my tweet. When I said we'll stop him, I meant the American people will stop him. We know that that's a lie. We know it, okay? And yet, he's an FBI agent. And he could probably take that lie to court. And what are you going to do? Are you going to prove him wrong? But that's the kind of lie that if someone said that in front of Mueller, he would be charged with perjury. The way that Michael Flynn, the investigators who interviewed him, and I think it was Strzok, wasn't it, who interviewed Flynn? Came out and they didn't say that he lied. They said he was truthful, but somehow they were able to charge him with lying. I don't know what they got him on, what the trap was they had Flynn walk into, but they did. And they would very easily get it with Donald Trump because we have a daily argument about what Trump means. What if they were asking him a question like, did you ever say the media is the enemy of the American people? And he'd say, no, I never said that. Okay, you could charge him with perjury right there, because according to all the major news organizations and every fact checker and everything else, I've got the highlighted examples all over my desk here. Trump calls news media the enemy of the people, New York Times. President Trump has repeatedly painted the press as the enemy of the people, New York Daily News. CNN, after meeting with North Korea dictator, they throw in that detail. After meeting with North Korea dictator, Trump calls press the enemy of the people. Trump called the press the enemy of the people, the Washington Post says. All these organizations, so Mueller would just say, if that were one of his questions, he would say, President Trump lied to FBI investigators. They asked him flat out if he ever called them, the press, the enemy of the people. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 well-documented accounts of news sources citing the president saying just that. When in fact he said, the fake news is the enemy of the people. Now, do you think that's a funny turn of a phrase? But that's the kind of thing that they would be able to charge him with perjury. They would say, that's a false statement. I'm Mueller. I decide what's a false statement. So should he sit down with him? By the way, in my list of media, this is great. Enemy of the people, enemy of the people. The Trump said enemy of the people. Some said Trump repeatedly called the press the enemy of the people. When in fact he never did. He called it the fake news media. The headline from FoxNews.com, Trump calls, quote, fake news media America's biggest enemy. So Fox News, outlier in portraying the president. Fox News, the only organization that actually was a fact-based headline. They actually used the quote from President Trump. They quoted him. Trump calls, quote, fake news media. Now, why did all those other news organizations leave out fake news media and Fox News actually printed the actual quote from the president instead of making up their own version of, instead of paraphrasing? Why did all these news organizations, which consider themselves the best news organizations in the land, the New York Times, Washington Post, Daily News, CNN, why did they not quote him directly and change his word, fake news media, the exact quote that, Fox News used, why did they change it to news media, journalists, everything else, when he never used those words? Because they want to manufacture narratives. Should he sit down with Mueller, Marie? Marie in Toms River, New Jersey.
Absolutely not. He should not sit down with Mueller.
And then what should he say? Should, what's his reason? Is he going to come out and say, because then everyone's saying, nah, nah, you're a fraidy cat. You heard Morning Joe, Marie.
Yeah, Morning Joe, how wonderful he is. No, honestly, I really feel our president would like to sit down with him. I really do. I don't think he's just saying this. I do believe that he would like to, because that's the way he is. He puts it on the table, take it or leave it. This is the way it is. He's honest, whatever. But unfortunately, he's playing with fire. And what he should say is, I have to listen to my legal advice. I mean, that's why they're lawyers. He's not a lawyer. He, you know, plus the fact that for me, looking at Mueller and all these other goons, okay, why would you want to sit down with somebody like that, really?
Yeah, and as for Morning Joe, when he said the president's lawyers thinks he's dumb, well, you know who thought he was smarter than the lawyers? Bill Clinton. He said, sure, I'll sit down with you. And he sat down, and that's when he came up with the, it depends on what you think the meaning of is. Because he told investigators from the FBI, or the special counsel's office at the time, it was the Ken Starr investigation, they said, did you ever have sex with Monica Lewinsky? Or did you have a, whatever it was, did you have a relationship? They asked him a direct question, and he said, there is no relationship. Remember that. He said, there is no sexual relationship. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised who was dumb was those lawyers, because they let him get away with that. But then, some time later, when they said, why did you lie? And he said, it depends on what the meaning of is. He thought he was so clever, Marie. So.
Well, that's the problem with the Clintons, really. Let's face it. Look what they've gotten away with. Look, I'm usually very positive, okay? Before President Trump was elected, and I knew he was going to get elected, evangelical prayers, I'm Catholic, and I pray for him. I believe prayer got him in. I'm sorry. I believe he's anointed. But aside from that, when you look at it, he is the epitome of what we needed. We needed people to say, even with these tariffs and everything else. But before this, when Clinton looked like she was getting in, when we would say the Pledge of Allegiance, we have a clubhouse that I would cry. It's like I was at a funeral, because I knew if Clinton got in, that's it for our country. We're done. Okay? And I really felt in my heart when he won that it was going to be a whole new ball game, and it is. And it's amazing to me that these liberals and these people that they have their own interests at heart, but that I can understand. But these other people that are just playing liberal and how could just they look at their country to see what's going on? I mean, we're so much better than we were, and we're going straight ahead upward. Wouldn't that make you feel good? I mean, if Obama did that, let me tell you, as much as I really detested, I would say, you know what? Kudos to him. My country's doing good. My country comes first.
Yeah.
You know,
and
I
think that's why you're seeing, Marie, the numbers. It's just ticking up a little bit. I saw it was at least, I don't know if it was Rasmussen. They posted the polls up to 50% approval rating. Marie, thanks for the call. 833-852-4866. Should he sit down with Mueller? We'll be right back.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub.
Here's some exciting news. SimpliSafe is now valued at $1 billion. This company used to be just five guys working together. The founder only started the company because he wanted to help his friends who were burglarized. Now SimpliSafe protects over 2 million people with an M, and it's worth $1 billion with a B dollars. SimpliSafe is comprehensive protection for your home with round-the-clock professional monitoring and police dispatch. You get protection against intruders, fires, leaks, and burst pipes. SimpliSafe keeps working during power outages, downed Wi-Fi, even if a burglar smashes your keypad. SimpliSafe system is designed so that you'll never notice it. You never have to think about it. It's that easy and intuitive. And it takes just minutes to set up. Order your SimpliSafe system now. My listeners get free shipping and free returns. Visit SimpliSafe.com/Tom. That's SimpliSafe.com/Tom, T-O-M. That's easy to spell. Protect your home today. SimpliSafe.com/Tom.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
You're listening to KCNR 1460.
Community Radio for the North State.
Tom Shalhoub back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. Simple question, should the president sit down with Mueller? He says he wants to. I'm not sure if he does or if that's just talk. But knowing what we know about the investigation thus far, should he sit down? Derek in Lake City, Florida.
Yes. I believe that, you know, he should sit down with Mueller. If somebody doesn't have anything to hide, you know, why wouldn't he?
Well, that's the issue, is the perjury trap, is that they will ask a handful of questions. And I know he just, on the latest salvo, they said they reduced the number of questions that they want to ask the president. I don't know what, you know, it is going on in the deep ends of the negotiations there. But he has a limited number of questions he's going to ask him. But the idea is you ask a bunch of questions, and then you, if the president has said something, if he says something to the investigators that contradicts something he said or tweeted or, you know, he said a lot of words in his life. If he contradicts something he said, then you charge him with perjury, and that's the crime. It's a setup. What do you think?
Well, I understand that from that point of view, is that, you know, the lawyers, you know, advise that he, you know, he should not speak to Mueller because of those situations. But as American supporter, Republican, Trump supporter, you know, I believe that, you know, he has nothing to hide, and that's his character. You know, his character is he's bold. He's, you know, he's just the way he is. So
yes. What, Derek? That's an interesting take on it. Derek says it's like it's like his brand. It's the Trump brand. He goes at it.
Trump brand, so.
Derek, thanks for the call. Let's take Donald in Yonkers, New York. Should he sit down?
Absolutely not.
No. What about the brand? And Derek made a good point there.
You know what? The only person that should be questioned right now is Robert Mueller. Because every time we keep hearing about Trump, and every time I listen to the radio, no collusion, no collusion. But I find out every day that some other Democrat has done some shady stuff, like Hillary Clinton with the emails, Hillary Clinton with the freaking the Uranium One. Then you find out, you know, everybody overlooked Hillary Clinton stealing votes from Bernie Sanders. Excuse me, redistributed his votes.
Yeah, yeah. So, Donald, a nice comeback to Derek's point, and I think that maybe what if the president says, I'll sit down with you. If you sit down with my investigators, it may, you know, see if he's willing to answer questions.
And that's another thing, too. You know, we got the Steele document, which has been disproven. You know, every time
it goes on and on. You're right. Oh, Donald, let me take Kurt in Fort Worth. See if he should he sit down, Kurt?
No sit down, Tom. No sit down. How are you, sir?
Good.
Here's the facts. Here's the facts I gathered today. This is true. This part is true. Mueller wants to interview pop star, Russian pop star, Amin Agalarov. He wants to interview him. Mueller's got a screw loose. I think Bobby Mueller should sit down with Ozzy Osbourne. I think Ozzy Osbourne knows what's going on. What's next? Subpoena AC/DC for anti-gay hate speech? I mean, come on, listen to the lyrics of the song Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. Goodness gracious,
it advocates,
a screwball. I don't sit down with screwballs.
Well, you know, what about the trade, Kurt? Trump says, I'll sit down with you, Mueller, but you sit down with my guys for a grilling.
Where's Congress at, Tom? Congress should be hauling him in there for hearings. I'm talking about Bob Mueller. Where is Congress?
Exactly. You need I think he needs one of those Zipas or something. Kurt in Fort Worth, thanks for the call. This is Tom Shalhoub.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank.
fivestarbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. And I promise you a great guest. Here she is, Judge Jeanine Pirro. She's got a new book out, and it's New York Times best-selling list. New York Times? And they knock you down. Conservative books, it's number one on the New York Times. She's whispering. She's giving me direction. Yeah. Judge Pirro.
and the Washington Post. Who the thunk they'd admit to this?
I know. Usually it's very hard for conservative books to get on that list because they curate the list. But it's a huge bestseller. Liars, leakers, and liberals. The case against the anti-Trump conspiracy. No wonder it's a big seller. I've been seeing you on all the shows. It's fantastic. Let's kind of go through the book, okay? Some of my things in here. I got my book highlighted.
Oh, you actually read it? To all you listeners out there, I'm so impressed. Go ahead. Hit me, Tom.
I really read the books here on this show. Okay, in the very beginning, I'm going to read a quote from the book here. It all began when members of the Obama administration seeking a Hillary Clinton presidency and continuation of Obama's platform used the intelligence community to spy on the campaign of Republican candidate for president. Okay, that's what happened, right?
And that sentence is absolutely correct. They used it to spy. They used the intelligence community to spy on a campaign of a man running for president. But even more significant was that at the same time that the FBI and the Department of Justice were trying to set up this or frame Donald Trump in this fake Russia collusion, they were also dragging Hillary Clinton, a corrupt woman, or attempting to drag her across the presidential finish line.
Yeah.
So you have an FBI, and I've been a prosecutor, judge, and DA for 30 years, more than that, and I've run for office 5 times, okay? You don't do an investigation, especially the FBI, without a grand jury, search warrant, subpoenas, and you don't hand out immunity like candy unless they give you something back that you use. All right? And this was as corrupt as I've seen Lady Justice. And, you know, Tom, the problem for me is that for someone who's devoted her career to truth and justice, to law enforcement, someone who actually believes that Lady Justice is blind, these bozos try to take the bandage off of Lady Justice and direct justice one way or another. And we're still living with it. The country is still fractured by their attempt to claim that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians.
And now it's all on the Trump collusion investigation, the Mueller investigation. The other part of this was the Hillary investigation. So it was exonerate Hillary and implicate Trump. But did it start with Hillary? I'm assuming there was some point where there was because the Hillary investigation predated Trump, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have these, I'm picturing these concentric circles, and there's a little cross. There was a time when there was let's finish up what they called the MYE, they called the mid-year exam.
Right.
And they wanted to get that thing finished up and get Hillary Clinton exonerated.
Right.
But there was a point where those circles crossed, and there was a Russia investigation, and they were wrapping up the Hillary investigation. And that's where we have the meat of all this with the stroke texts and things like that. Am I right?
You are absolutely right. Look, on the one hand, they're trying to wind down the Hillary investigation, which ended up not long after Bill Clinton met with the Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and any prosecutor will tell you that that would require her to recuse herself. But of course, people on the left don't recuse. They keep the power and keep on fighting. So within a week of Bill Clinton meeting with Loretta Lynch on that tarmac that she didn't want anyone to know about, for which she said there were no emails, which, of course, we found out was a lie. Hillary comes in for this so-called interview, and within a couple days later, I believe it was July 5th of 2016, Jim Comey, the head of the FBI, comes out of his lane, and he says nobody would prosecute this case. First of all, Jim, it wasn't your job. And secondly, your contacts with the Clintons, both previously and subsequent, are, you know, enough to have forced you to recuse yourself.
Yeah.
And then what happened was they said, okay, as an insurance policy, remember Peter Strzok, you reference him. He appears before Congress, the most arrogant, condescending individual I've ever seen. And I love FBI agents, Tom. I've worked with them for 30 years. I've done cases with them. This guy is a self-anointed. He believes he's better than everyone else. And he stares at Congress that has oversight over everything he's doing and has done. And he says, don't believe your lying eyes. When I said in answer to the question, he's not going to win, is he? No, we'll stop him. I didn't mean that. Really? Are you stupid? We'll stop him, but it got better than that. He's the one who started the counterintelligence investigation, and he's the one who talked about, we'll get an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. The insurance policy was in the unlikely event that Donald Trump were elected. And let me tell you one more thing. An insurance policy doesn't prevent someone from getting elected. It doesn't prevent your house from being burnt down. The insurance policy is something you get after it happens.
I haven't heard anyone say that, but it's something I've been screaming that in my apartment, saying insurance means something. This is, we talk about insurance all the time, and it is a, you know, it is in case of emergency, break glass, you
know? So we're going to tee up this Russia collusion to take him down in the unlikely event he's elected president. And I talk about this in Liars, Leakers, and Liberals because it was like a flashlight for me, too. I kept saying insurance policy. They must have been talking about something that we don't know about. And then I said, Janine, if you get an insurance policy because your property was, in the event your property is stolen, it doesn't stop your property from being robbed or burglarized. It helps you in the event it happens.
You know what my favorite of the stroke text is? I always talk about this on the show because to me it's one that kind of floated under the radar a bit. And it is the one where he says it's just after Donald Trump secures the nomination. And Ted Cruz, you know, concedes to that fact. And they text each other and they say, Trump is the nominee. It's Trump Clinton. And they say, OMG, you know, that kind of all these back and forth and holy blank. Right. And then he says, now the pressure's on to wrap up the MYE. He says it right there. To me, there's no, you can't spin that. And I didn't see him be forced to answer that in front of those investigators.
Forced to answer it when he's asked when the counterintelligence investigation began, which the FBI has said July 31, 2016, which means it was after Hillary was all finished. He said, I can't answer. The FBI has told me not to talk about stuff. The FBI comes out later in the day and says, yeah, he can answer it. They ask him again. He said, I don't remember. What a liar. I wish I had that guy on the witness stand.
What a liar, a leaker, and a liberal. I love how throughout the book, wherever you mention it, it's in the bold face. Yeah. That is very Trumpian with the use of the caps. I love it.
Thank you.
If you get, I mean, if this is like, I don't want to make a drug reference, but some people are hopped up on this information. And if you want to get your fix, get this book because it's full of this stuff and it will help you. I let people argue. When you get in arguments, you need ammunition, and this book gives you all the ammunition you need. Donald J. Trump was his bookmark.
And let me just add to that. You know, the book is an easy read, but it's also footnoted so that if you get in an argument with someone and they say, oh, that's not true, you know, it's right there in the back of the book. It is. There are a lot of footnotes in there. There was a lot of research that went into that because you got to make sure that you're clear and that you're concise and precise in what you're doing.
And what a pain, right? Because you could rattle off a book. I mean, you could dictate a book because you know everything and you do your show.
But
so you could have just monologued.
Prove it's true.
So you know what I love on page 27? This is not said enough either. What changed? Donald Trump didn't. And then you say this. Go back and look at video of his appearances on programs like Oprah in the 80s or read some of his comments on trade and foreign policy. Nothing's different. He hasn't changed a bit, has he?
No. And I've known Donald Trump for well over 25 years. And, you know, the Donald Trump that I've known over the years, long before he even considered running for president, you walk down the street with him and, you know, a hard hat, he'd reach out to shake their hand. A police officer, he would thank them. You go to dinner, he goes in the kitchen and says to everyone, thank you so much. He hears about a sick child, and I talk about all this in Liars and Leakers, and, you know, he'll arrange for transportation for the family, you know, quietly on, you know, with no bells and whistles. But when you look at how the press treated him before he ran for president, whether it was the media, Hollywood, sports figures, and print, movies to do cameos, they loved the man. And then he had the unmitigated gall in their minds to run for president with an R after his name. Then he became public enemy number one.
That's right.
And it gives you an idea of how the mainstream and the left is so dug in to make sure that their idea ideology is the ideology of America, which is leading to socialism.
Well, obviously, it's very popular these days, not only on college campuses, but, politicians are getting elected.
Well, look, Bernie Sanders is a socialist. Yeah. He would have run for president, but for Hillary rigging the DNC.
It's really amazing. And that's in here, too. What about the Mueller interview? Speaking of, like, what's going on this week, should he sit down?
No!
You told him! You've trapped people before. You were a DA, and you mentioned it on Hannity. You squeezed people. What does that mean?
Well, you squeeze someone when you've got the goods on them, but you're looking for someone higher up. So what Mueller has done is he's targeted everyone that he can find something on who's close to Trump. But what I would do is I would do it in drug cases, drug cartels. I'll get a mule, and then I'll say, you know what? Give me someone above you, and I'll give you a break. That's when you use it. The feds will go after your mother, your father, your sister, your kid, your brother, and try to get them, squeeze them. So, like Michael Flynn, I think it's pretty clear what happened with him. But that kind of thing is unconscionable. And even the judge in the Mueller case, Ellis, said, we know what you're doing here, and we're not going to allow you to bring up Russia, Trump, or anything else. And it's sad. I worry for Manafort. Look, if he violated the law like all of us, he should be held accountable. But there is so much and such a push to get this guy, and I don't know who they squeezed to get Manafort. Well, and then if they get jail time, they're going to squeeze Manafort and say, give us Trump.
Do you think there'll be pardons if this is all
through? I don't know. I never spoke with the president about any of that.
Yeah. And they're squeezing him with his wealth. And I think that the judge doesn't like that. I've been looking at the comments of the judge in this case. And he says, hey, knock it off. It's not a crime to own a nice leather jacket.
Well, think about it, Tom. They've got in the newspapers examples of the cars he drove and the jackets he had. But that's not the issue. That's to prejudice people, to basically say, you're working so hard, and look at this guy, what he's doing. So people are like, yeah. And all you have to say is, you cheated this much on your taxes. Prove it with the numbers. But no, bank fraud and tax fraud, let's show him what he bought with his ill-gotten gains.
If that jury were to hang in the Mueller, in the Manafort case, do you think he'd retry it?
Without a doubt.
Janine Pirro, Judge Janine, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. It's a great book. I want everyone to get it, okay?
Thank you.
It's number one. You don't need any help. You're already number one.
Sure, I do. I'm grateful to the people who bought it and to your listeners. I thank God that I could write a book like that and that we have the First Amendment. We have free speech. God has blessed this nation, and I'm doing everything I can to make sure that these people don't destroy it.
Judge Janine Pirro, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, get the book. This is Tom Shalhoub.
It's a different take on the day's events. Tom Shalhoub.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. Great conversation with Judge Jeanine Pirro. I'm holding her book in my hands. I did read a little more than half the book. I'm not done with it yet. The leakers part is quite interesting. This is what kind of the unique part about this book is there's a couple of good books, including the Russia hoax, Greg Jarrett's book. If you get both of those, you're going to get a pretty good view of the Russia probe. But how about this? There are several published reports. This is Judge Jeanine Pirro, that I went to the White House on November 1, 2017 to meet with the president. The only two people in that meeting besides me and the president were General Kelly and Don McGahn. During the meeting, I clearly voiced my views on General Sessions' lack of prosecutorial balls, she says, as well as on the Mueller's find a crime mission. She goes on to say some of those conversations were leaked to the press. So she has actual firsthand knowledge of leakers in here. And I don't know if I think she hints that it wasn't, she doesn't think it was Kelly. So she seems to be pointing the finger at McGahn here, Don McGahn. So interesting. So there's some firsthand leaker information in the book. Frank in Fredericksburg, Virginia. What do you think of our conversation with Judge Jeanine?
A great conversation. I think your analogy about concentric circles, I would change it to intersect, Tom.
Oh, that's what it is. Concentric is what? Is I think I got it wrong. It's one circle around another, right?
Yeah. But here's the point. I think the intersect really occurred in the fall of 2015 when Trump began to get some traction. And I think what's not really being discussed here is the target was really never Papadopoulos. It's never been Carter Page. In fact, it's never been the Russians. From the beginning of the early parts of this, the counterintelligence, there's only been one target, and that's Donald J. Trump. The proof of that, Tom, is that when they had an opportunity to give Trump a defensive briefing to say, you know, Mr. Trump, we're concerned that your campaign may be compromised by the Russians, they declined to do that. And that, to me, is clear and convincing evidence from the get-go that the real target has been and is Donald J. Trump.
Yeah. Now, did they ever – I think Comey how did he address that, Comey? Did you see him questioned about that, about why he didn't? I think he gave an answer, and I don't think it was satisfactory, but I can't remember what he said.
There's no real – they just decided that it wasn't the thing to do, in effect. And nobody's really ever questioned that, Tom. So I think, frankly, the focus should be on the fact that from the get-go, for whatever reason, and we don't know the reason yet.
Yeah, this is why I think, the subject was always Trump, and I definitely think that is the case. And the thing is, do you think it will ever be – this is the thing that entertains me. I mean, entertain is the wrong word, but entertains my thoughts. Will they ever be able to put this together, and could they do it without a Mueller-type investigation? Someone needs to subpoena documents. They need to get the email trails. And I think if they do that, they can show that it traces back to Obama.
If they followed Alan Dershowitz's advice and had this handled by the Justice Department, the career lawyers, a grand jury, right, that could subpoena people, they could get a lot more answers than they're getting now. And for some reason, nobody seems to really want to put closure on this, including the president. For example, he doesn't want to release or step in and release the 20 pages of the FISA document. Why not?
I know. He says, again, we were talking about – I mean, I was watching that on Tucker last night, that according to Nunes, the president has said, oh, I want to remain – I don't want to interfere. So he wants to – he doesn't want to make it seem like he's rigging things his way. But yes, Tucker called for – he said, anybody who sends me that, I will put it on the air. So he basically called for people to leak it to him. I think eventually we're going to see it. We're going to see the redacted documents. I can only hope. This is Tom Shalhoub. I talk a lot about Simply Safe Home Security on this show. Why? It's a great security system. I have it in my home. It's fantastic protection, and it's very easy to use. Well, I have exciting news. SimpliSafe is now valued at $1 billion. The founder only started this company because he wanted to help his friends who were burglarized. Now it's worth $1 billion, and SimpliSafe protects over 2 million people. Now, here's what makes them great. SimpliSafe is comprehensive protection for your home with round-the-clock professional monitoring and police dispatch. SimpliSafe keeps working during power outages, downed Wi-Fi, even if a burglar smashes your keypad. With SimpliSafe, there are no contracts, that's my favorite part, and no hidden fees. Order your SimpliSafe system now. 24-hour 7 monitoring is only $14.99 a month. Visit simplisafe.com/Tom. And my listeners get free shipping and free returns. Simplisafe.com/Tom to protect your home. Simplisafe.com/Tom.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading, Tobacco and Brew.